brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. It is Thursday, May 19th, and Curtis launched a poll question and never said anything about it.
Well, I mean, Listen, we promised Nick Saban, and we'll deliver Nick Saban. We'll get to the poll question. Because we got to wrap up yesterday's, and then we can
dive into today's. That's fine.
So we have to set the scene here then. So we had a meeting yesterday with the head of basically the head of sports for Cumulus, our corporate company, the guy that oversees all the sports stations across the country for our group of radio stations.
The Big Mahuff.
He's a good dude. Always like seeing Bruce. So he comes in and we go into our conference room. We all sit down, and the very first thing he does after our show yesterday, reaches into his bag and pulls out a bag of Cheez-Its and throws it on the table. And we all just start laughing hysterically.
And he didn't do it specifically for you. He got them at the airport flying here. Because that
the
was
the day before.
That's his cracker of choice. His cracker of choice. Which you
the
said
thing that
is
I called
horrible.
His trash cracker right. is something that he enjoys and cherishes.
Well, later this morning, we'll go over our very scientific poll about that trash cracker. And the other poll that's up, but we'll get to that later.
And we'll discuss more about that. But yes, let's.
But I enjoyed seeing you boys yesterday. So
it was nice.
It was
nice
very
to sit around and visit afterward too.
Amongst all the equipment, which was glorious, I had a head rush from all of the electronic equipment that was sitting in our office.
You mean the
that
stuff
is kind of like for Kerry? That's sensory overload. Like that's his jam.
It really was, and especially the jungle room. The jungle room was just like. It was like a warehouse of electronics.
All that 70s and 80s equipment on display that we're getting rid of.
Curtis, I was running around pointing at things going, Kerry, what's that? Kerry, what's that? Kerry, what's that? And he knew what everything was.
Yeah, most of the boxes would lay, they have like, you know, 18 numbers on it. And Kerry's like, oh, yeah, that's a TX-35273
sure.
It'll go right here.
Got two of those myself.
I mean, I've been building a studio. I know what this stuff is. It's just, it's not like I'm a weirdo. It's like I just have to know
it's
that
the
stuff.
First time Kerry's ever been to our shop and said, man, some
there
of this stuff is nicer than mine.
There was a guy sitting at a desk who wasn't talking to anyone that would not engage anyone. Like it was driving Phil insane because the guys that are here to work on all the stuff, they don't want to deal with his shenanigans.
They don't.
And he's trying to pull shenanigans.
They technically don't dig air personalities.
You didn't hear me. I think Spinozzi, you were there when I turned to we were talking. That guy I think you're talking about, he was sitting there. He had a very nice looking laptop. It looked sophisticated, like it was jazzed up, right?
Very expensive, yeah. Very expensive MacBook Pro, yeah.
That guy looks like he could shut down this office with one stroke of a keyboard. He said he looked up like without much emotion, because that's what engineers are, they're emotionless. He looked up, he said, I'm one of two people in the entire company that can shut down the network.
I also like that he went on to say, we were joking and saying you could change any song on any radio station in our entire chain.
Yes.
To impress a girl, and he goes, yeah, it doesn't work.
He tried. He said he tried.
He said, I have access to every radio station and all across the country, and when I have a date, if we're listening to a radio station, I will look it up on my phone, what's next on the playlist, just to impress her, to tell her what's coming on next. And he said he's never gotten that to work.
Well,
I said that's because you have a bunch of Spinozzis running around who change the playlists at any moment's notice.
I was just going to tell him I'm going to get him blazed tonight, and we're going to reprogram the cat. So it should be a lot of fun.
It is. Like, he literally has the power.
A lot of Rupert Humperdinck coming up tomorrow.
He has the power over, what do we have, like 300 radio stations nationwide. Like, he can do anything he wants with anybody's network, anything.
Yeah.
So, very powerful person. Now, more on our meeting yesterday and the poll question. I do want to talk about Nick Saban. So, Kerry, let's play Nick Saban's comments. He was at a business, like, leadership thing in Birmingham yesterday, and they asked him as one of the featured speakers. Of course, questions about football, because nobody wants Nick Saban's opinions on, you know, local sales tax. So he was talking about NIL, of course, that's the hot topic, and he just starts talking. And there are a couple things that we'll follow up later with, but here he was talking about it.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
So he's saying we will start buying players here because we're tired of finishing second in recruiting. We need to be first.
That's just his call to action to all the Alabama boosters to say, look, stop buying people challengers under the table and start buying them over the table.
Harry, when you popped on, we were talking about this earlier this morning, and I think you're exactly right when you said Nick Saban was much more comfortable when his people were doing it in the shadows instead of everybody else doing it out in the open.
That system worked for
him.
Yes.
It worked for him, but now everybody else is doing it out in the open, and they have just as much a chance right now to pay people, and they can do it openly. So, yeah, I mean, if you don't think they've been cheating forever. Of course they've been cheating. That's why you get that many players. But, I mean, it's all well and good. They can keep saying that it's this or it's that. Nothing should be doing this and nothing should be doing that. And until somebody has an idea of a way to create a governing body and somebody who's willing to be that governing body, it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Well, to me, it's also him speaking out, whether you agree or disagree or you're calling, you know, shenanigans and whatever, at least the guy with the most powerful voice in the sport is speaking his mind, whether you agree with it or not. So maybe this would help lead to rules, you know, some kind of governorship on what's going on. So I think it can only lead to good things, him speaking out. Plus, it gives us stuff to talk about.
I mean, what good thing? What good things are going to lead to?
Well, like same thing we've been talking about from day one, Spinozzi, just transfer portal rules, NIL, just anything to kind of keep an umbrella on the thing. You know, it's the same thing we've been talking about. You need some guidance. You know, you need maybe a commissioner of the sport, something. It can only lead to good things, I'm saying.
I'm just saying that it would go.
The thing about it, hold on. The thing about it is there is guidance for NIL. It's just that some people don't like the fact that it's out of their control. It's not about, to me, like Nick Saban shouldn't be upset about A&M buying their players. Like, they did what the NIL rules allow them to do. Alabama just wasn't first to the punch on this stuff. Like, you think Alabama can't put together enough people to buy a class of players if they wanted to? Absolutely they can. Georgia can do it. Tennessee is doing it. I mean, Oklahoma can do it. Texas is doing it. Texas A&M is doing it. Like, people are out there putting things together to make their universities more attractive to players, but it's not the schools. It's not the coaches. Like, I think probably what drives Nick Saban crazy is the fact that he can't have anything to do with this, and he's a control freak. He gets to decide every little detail of what happens from before a player steps onto campus to when he leaves. And with NIL, that control is gone, and that's scary for a lot of people.
Yeah,
was scary for Lincoln Riley. It's probably scary for Brent Venables. Like, they aren't allowed to control this. They aren't allowed to put anything together. And when they see other schools that are doing it better than they are, it freaks them out.
Now, and Kerry, the whole thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the intent of the NIL was not to use it for recruiting. It's for, obviously, for just helping players take advantage of their name, image, and likeness.
But it was obvious that it was going to happen. That was the worry in advance.
Right. And that's, I think, ultimately what he's – now, granted –
well, and I saw this yesterday. It was a pretty good point. Like, all the huff and puff that the NCAA has thrown out there and coaches have thrown out there, not a single university, not a single one has reported an NIL violation. So, like, you tell me how it is all so messed up and screwed up and damaging to where not one university has reported, or compliance department has reported that there's been a violation of NIL.
You're saying ratted out their own stuff or ratting out another school?
Oh, I think compliance departments and universities are more than happy to rat out NIL stuff, because this whole thing is that they want you know, they would like to have control of NIL. They would like the NCAA and lawmakers to say universities can control name, image, likeness. Like, that's what they want. That's their ultimate goal in this thing. Like, to paint NIL as bad, like, that's all universities are doing right now, is painting it to be something that is a negative.
Just simply because they can't control it.
Because they can't control it.
Right.
And they want to control it.
Yeah, and if I'm Jimbo Fisher, if I'm the guy at Miami, listen, I'm not nearly cool enough to use this expression from a long time ago. You're responding to Nick Saban saying, don't hate the player, hate the game. The game is out there. I mean, the game is out there. And the minute they create rules,
and
there's
people are playing it better than others.
That's exactly. There's some people are playing chess, some people are playing checkers. Thank you so much, Denzel Washington.
We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal. Coming up next, we will announce another name in our Driver a Day contest. Your chance to win a tailor-made stealth driver. All you have to do is go to thesportsanimal.com once a day, every day, if you'd like, to register, because you can do that. And then your name will also be in the grand prize drawing, valued at over $2,300. Now, Curtis, I'm what some people would say high risk. I live an unhealthy lifestyle. Can I get health insurance?
You might be the one test case for this theory, but I'm fairly certain Gregory Brown of Gregory Brown Insurance could help you in that endeavor. Because, yes, life insurance is a big thing for them right now. I mean, they insure all my stuff, but this is where they're really passionate. Families, family first. Plus, he did offer to buy the rest of the Morning Animals food and drop off breakfast. And Phil kind of said, well, let's get to it. And then during the break, I challenged him. I said, all right, what do you want? He goes, no, tell him not to. I'm not hungry. And I said, that is the first time I've ever heard you say that. So Gregory Brown,
what I said was,
he brings food to you, and he has great insurance. BrownInsuranceOKC.com.
What I said is, let's see how this thing goes and let him decide at the end of it all if he really wants to give us stuff like breakfast. Because he might be unhappy at the end of all this. Who knows? We are the Morning Animals.
He's also a Paolo Banchero guy, so I love him already.
Did he text you that?
Yeah. We're talking off the air.
Oh,
we're boys already. He's probably going to make me Louis after work.
He's a big basketball guy. He played college football at OSU. He played for Pat Jones even, Bob Simmons. Dad played in the NFL.
You know what? Every time Spinozzi gets a new drinking buddy, an angel gets its wings. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.